Midnight Movie Night.
This is Midnight Movie Nights number 5 for Saturday, February 22nd, 2014. I'm Miranda Janelle. I'm joined by my lovely co-host.
At that fracking cat.
Wow, you actually said it this time.
Of course. I mean, I know who I am most of the time.
Yeah, but usually I throw in the pause, wait for you to say it, and then silence. And then I usually end up saying something like, speak, dummy.
Like Fred Sanford, speak, dummy.
And tonight we do have a guest, friend of the show, as they say. And what the heck? This one's for Will. Whatever. Oh my god, that sounds so dumb. Sounds so dumb. I was trying to figure out a way to, like, work in that it's a nod to Will Wilkins, but yeah, that one just did not work.
You put it out there and nothing.
Yeah. Yep. Well, here goes. Caller, who are you and where are you calling from?
Well, my friends call me Cash.
Ooh.
But most people know me as Mr. Brad Raven.
All right. You've,
The Nighthawk.
The Nighthawk. That's actually that's my ringtone.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
When Will says that, I isolated it and set it up on my phone.
Oh, cool. Yeah, going back with this, Race to Current, I think I actually heard when he first said that.
Yeah.
It's like a couple of episodes ago, and I was like, oh, that's it. I remember. I've seen that on his Twitter. He said, oh, that's where it came from.
Yeah. I missed out on this Race to Current thing.
It just kind of started randomly. It was,
Ryan Connolly.
Yeah, all right. Sorry.
I think he tweeted it, and I kind of answered him because he said he was going back to listen to the first one.
Oh, I gotcha.
And I was thinking about it. Well, I've been kind of thinking about it. Like, I should go back and listen from the beginning.
We kind of talked about it a little bit. You know, we actually had mentioned. I was thinking about it at the same time and everything, and saw that he was doing it. I was just kind of like, oh yeah, kind of want to go, you know, go back and do that. And then we had both talked about it. It's like, oh yeah, okay. So, you know, we're both thinking about doing this. And one day I just kind of said, frack it. And, and went for it, sent out a tweet. And, he had just gotten to like 11, I think. And I said, well, I'm just starting, but I'm going to catch you.
I think you guys were up to like 30-something by the time I realized what was going on.
Okay, so like the next day? Because Let's face it, like all three of us just went full tilt.
Yeah, because I think it was just, Ryan was just kind of like, just kind of listening. You know, it wasn't something he was like, he wasn't having a one after one marathon. He just kind of listened when he put it out there. And I guess whenever you said something to him about catching up with him, and then
he said, all right, the race is on. And I was the first one. I think he said the Race to Current is on, and I was the first one to hashtag it.
Gotcha.
And I think I read the tweet at work, and I thought, well, why not?
Yeah,
I was wanting to listen from the beginning anyways.
It's been kind of intense, actually.
It's hard to do. It took me, I think they had been podcasting for about a year before I got into podcasting.
Mm.
And so I started at the beginning with every podcast I found. I started at the beginning and then tried to catch up. And I think it took me close to 6 months of just one after another.
Wow.
And now I'm racing to catch up. Kind of falling behind on all of them.
Well, things happen. You get busy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't I know it.
Well, I know at my night job, I can listen because it's just me there. And, you know, I can listen to whatever. But during my day job, I can't listen. So I fall behind. But it is nice to go back and listen to everything from the beginning to see how they've evolved.
The progression of things.
Yeah, we've picked up a few tips and everything from, you know, when they started coining the term, you know, a podcast about podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so when they were actually talking about some of the aspects, it was really nice. It was helpful. You know, just hearing them, like, how they were making choices on microphones and everything, and even when Will's been talking about just how the studio is set up, or the studio, but his office.
Right.
Yeah, how he actually masters everything, and it's been interesting.
Yeah, I did like the some of the first ones when he was potting with the when he was in a blanket.
I haven't gone back that far.
Yeah, it was like it had to be the single digits. He was trying to get rid of all the ambient noise and the bouncing, the echo.
Oh.
And he kind of put himself in a blanket.
That's right, I remember that.
He was talking about how damn hot it was.
Yeah,
you're in a blanket. But that did give, me some ideas.
I thought you were talking about from something from, like, what was the previous one? Radio Askew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about something from that. I was like, whoa, I didn't go back that far.
No, I think, on iTunes, they still have, like, 10 of those, the last 10. And I think you had to go back on the site to listen to some older ones.
Hmm.
And I kind of wish they would post somewhere the one where Trent first called in, because I did listen to that one a couple of times. That was interesting. Trent from Oklahoma.
He was in Oklahoma then?
No, it was, I think he was in Utah at the time, but Will, for some reason, thought he was in Oklahoma.
Oh.
Or he said Oklahoma, even after Trent said that he was in Utah. Will got mixed up in him. So, like in the original Netheads, a few of them, Trent would mention that, oh, yeah, me in Oklahoma.
How funny.
But it is nice to see, how much they progressed over, it's been a couple of years, I guess.
Since 2011. Well, they're in their third year now. Started what? I want to say June 2011. I think those were the first first episode dates.
Wow.
So coming up on their fourth year. Yep, time flies.
Yes, it does.
I think I left off on, like, 78 or so. What are you up to?
75, I think.
Oh, wow. I'm...
Yeah. F this show. That's what it is.
I believe you called in on that one, Brad.
I think I did, actually. I think I ruined it.
Let's see. Did I make a note of it? No, I didn't make any notes about 75. But 76 is when Will's sack was first mentioned. That was the Nogathon, number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's been really interesting going back, and I don't think I'm going to catch Ryan again. He's,
Yeah, he was on 85 just like an hour ago or something.
Yeah, I tried to do a sprint last night. And
86.
And only got up to like 72, I think. I listened to a few today, but yeah. Still in the race, at least.
Nice.
Although it sounds like, you know, I'm going to have to start looking behind me again. Yeah, the cat's about to catch up.
Well, you can count me in, but I'm going to be bringing up the rear.
All right.
All right. I get about 10 minutes a day on the way to work to listen.
Yeah.
You don't get to listen at work?
No, unfortunately not. I have a coworker, and they frown upon self-expression at my job.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Same with the day job.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, I love my night job because it's just me there. And, you know, if I listen to something, you know, I get a rhythm going. I can work and get everything done. But doing my day job, it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Working. She's dull. That's why I tweeted one day at lunch. I was like, I need a Bluetooth earpiece or Bluetooth hearing aid.
That's right.
That in there, listen to some music or something. Just cause.
No, what you need is the world's tiniest Bluetooth earpiece, as featured in The Office. Jim and Pam were using it to talk to each other all day. How cute, right? Yeah, it just basically fit in their ear. And,
well, I did think about that. I thought about having one phone called into another one where I was listening to a radio, and I was like, yeah, I'm going a little too far with that. I was like, okay, I'm going to have one phone in my car or something calling this Bluetooth earpiece in my ear for another phone just playing music. Yeah, okay, I think I'm going too far.
Why not just put music on your phone?
Well, that's why I listen to all my pods, mostly on the phone. But I can't have like a Bluetooth in my ear because I don't have a headset like that.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying imagine that you do have a tiny little Bluetooth.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, why not just put the music on your phone and listen to it? That, like, why go so elaborate?
Because I already got so many things in my pockets already at work. It's unbelievable.
But you wouldn't be adding anything new. I'm saying, if you have your phone, right?
Yeah, I've got one phone in my arm pocket.
I'm saying, why have a second phone? Why not just put music directly on your phone?
Oh, and have it playing through a Bluetooth?
Yes. Why introduce?
That's what I was saying. Do they make those?
Why introduce the second phone? Is what I'm saying. Why not just solve it by putting the music on?
Because I didn't think they had a Bluetooth earphones where you could listen to something off of your phone. I thought it was just for calls.
Oh no!
Well, you have to make sure that. Sorry, you have to make sure that they're stereo.
Yeah, you want stereo and. You want it to, what is it, A2DP, I think?
I think so, yeah.
It needs to have the A2DP profile. Although I think the P may stand for a profile. I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, but then I have like two pieces, two Bluetooth ear sets in my ear, right?
No, you would have just the one, and it would wrap around and tuck discreetly, and you could hide it in your hair.
Oh, okay. So I won't have two Bluetooth things in my ear. I'll look like a minion of the Cybermen or something.
Nice.
I'll have to look into that then.
So, guess what I did today? I went and saw the Lego Movie.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice. How was it?
It was awesome.
Nice.
I bought the soundtrack before, like, immediately as soon as the credits started to roll, phone came out, straight to the iTunes store.
You bought it in the theater right there.
I bought it in the theater as soon as the credits came on.
That's what I noticed about you. You love soundtracks.
Yes, I do.
Because you will buy a soundtrack if you love it just like that.
Yep.
I mean, the movie wasn't even over yet.
Nope. Hadn't even heard everything that was going to be on the soundtrack. I was just buying.
We got the we big video game fans of the Lego video games. So every time a new Lego game comes out, we go get it. And so we got
the game.
Don't
play the Lego Movie one just yet. Go see the movie first, because it does actually track the movie. As I found out tonight while I was playing it with my friends that I went to see the movie with. Yeah, it does actually track the movie.
Oh, how funny. Well, I've done the first level.
Okay. So, you got some of the funny stuff, but...
Yes. But my kids love the song. Everything is awesome.
Yeah.
There's
four or five different versions of it.
Yeah. I saw that. So I did get that. I have that song on my phone now. And every time we get in the car, the kids are like, "Can you play that?"
Yeah. And I did play it at least two times on my way home.
It's funny. It's hilarious. I love that song.
This is a movie I'm going to have to see then.
Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely.
Well, it's nothing. I think everyone that I follow on Twitter that has seen it has said that, you know, it's a great movie. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's so much fun. You know, great message, of course. Yeah, total kids movie. But there's so many great jokes in there that if you get the references and stuff, I mean, it just sounds like they're funny and everything if you don't get the references. But when you do get the references, it becomes, like, extremely funny.
Nice. No. It seems, too, like it realizes its own silliness.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Kind of like when 21 Jump Street, the remake.
Mm.
Kind of making fun of being a remake, because apparently nobody in Hollywood has their own original idea.
That's what they say, and yet, you know, Tusk is about to come out.
I'm excited.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm excited and afraid. I just, especially after seeing Red State, I know how, you know, seeing that Kevin can write a dark side, and then hearing about this Tusk movie, and I'm like, oh my god, that's going to be so screwed up, but I'm going to see it. But I'll say, that is one effed up movie. I can say it now, and I haven't seen it, but I can already say that is one effed up movie.
Yes, it is. And I really, really want to see it over at the Wiltern where I first saw Red State. Because, wow, was that an awesome experience.
I just hope he brings it to Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I have to wait till Super Groovy Movie comes out on DVD in May.
In May, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's supposed to come out in May now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It never came to Dallas either.
It was here like four times and I missed it every single time.
I don't get that. I mean, he went to, I think he's gone to Houston and San Antonio and Austin, but I think there was one Smod and one Tell 'em Steve Dave in Dallas a two or three years ago. And other than that, he just doesn't go to Dallas. I don't know what it is. I would think Dallas is open to, you know, having all kinds of people come in.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why. But when Red State came out, there wasn't an Alamo Draft House in Dallas, and one just opened last year. So I'm hoping, well, I was hoping that maybe Super Groovy would show up there, but it was still new, so, yeah. Maybe they couldn't get anything booked for it. But anything in the future, I'm hoping maybe he'll go through there, unless he had a falling out with those people.
Yeah, we have one of those here, too, now.
An Alamo Draft House?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I just passed by it earlier today.
I think the one in Dallas opened in August last year.
Oh, I just missed my chance for a transition. I could have done one right there.
Oh, go for it.
No, it's too late now.
You know, you snap your fingers and make this part disappear.
Nah.
Fix it in post, as they say.
Yeah, pretty much fix it in post pretty much means, let's see, silence any pops and clicks that I can. And yeah, any instances where I catch myself clearing my throat, you know, a little...
That's what the mute button's for.
Yeah, I've but then I hit the mute button. I hit the mute button and then forget to unmute it. Yeah, and then my laptop falls asleep, and oh.
So now that we've opened that veil into the how to make a podcast, or how to fix it in post, we could talk about server space.
Oh. Like hosting.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Not where I was thinking of going, but all right.
I mean, we could go there. We could.
No,
this is your show.
We just took a left turn. Let's talk about that. You have some experience with a service that I've been curious about. And
sorry. Neighbor dogs don't like me.
No, I'm just laughing because of the Shecky, and Shecky. The entire time I'm sitting there thinking, like, I can just edit that out. It's not a big deal. Stop thinking about this. Keep going, keep going. Oh, you're distracted.
Squirrel.
I almost made it through it. So I've been curious about the service Podbean. Whoa, I can tell I'm going to have to try and soften that one. Let's try that again.
Yeah, even I heard that.
Yes, I've been curious about the service Podbean. And Brad, you have some experience with it.
I do, actually. Man, that was last year. I sat down one day and decided to record a podcast about my favorite love is making movies. And I didn't know anything about hosting or... Like, I noticed Trent on his A Part of Vim network does things, I think, through blogs, mm-hmm. kind of, maybe. Not 100% sure on how it works, so I needed to sign up for somebody that can host and do, like, RSS feeds and that sort of thing so that I could put it on iTunes and put it on Stitcher. So we signed up with Podbean, and we they have a free... like a free level. And so we signed up with that. And within two episodes, we had maxed out our storage space. Okay. And so I did some research on it. And I think it's a second level up from their free, their next level up. Mm-hmm. What it does is it allows for, oh, I want to say 100 megabytes of storage per month. So every month you get another 100 megabytes. So we were able to continue going and not lose any of the episodes, because originally the thought was, well, we release one, let people listen to it, release the second one, let people listen to it. When we release the third one, we're going to have to delete the first one. Mm. But with the next level up, and it's $40 a year plus the RSS feed, what I like the most about it is I don't direct people to there anymore. I mean, it's nice. People can go on, see the archives, see, you know, past episodes, but they could also do that through iTunes or Stitcher, because it doesn't delete it. So, unless I go through and delete it. So I do like it, but I direct everybody through iTunes or Stitcher. And, yeah, I mean, they can do like thumbs up, and we can post on there like, hey, we're coming to your town next year or whatever. Little news updates and stuff, which is kind of nice, but it's really hard to tell people, hey, go to midnightmovienights.podbean.com /episode 3. So, but it is, well, like I said, as far as
if we were to use it, and it's something I'm considering, because I'm asking you about this, and I'm even considering it in the first place, because I don't want to do the work. That's right. Really all it boils down to. I create web applications every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for my job. Oh, I do enough of that and get paid to do it. You know, I could do this, but I just, like I said, I do it for my job. You know, I don't want to do it for recreation also.
Yeah.
And I'm usually solving problems for businesses that are intriguing and not many other people have solved before. And if there's a service out there that does it, and you know, they have a free tier, you know, okay, cool, I'll give that a try. But then they also have you know, the next level up that gives you X amount of storage. Actually, I have it right in front of me. Why am I even... You know, the advanced level is $3 a month if billed annually, or $5 monthly. You get 100 gigabytes of bandwidth monthly, unlimited storage, total storage space, and you have a monthly upload limit of 100 megabytes. Now, if you move up to $8 a month, you get unmetered bandwidth and 300 monthly upload storage. On the $8 a month level, you can actually have your own domain, and you get 300 megabytes upload per month with unmetered bandwidth. So
nice.
That's not too bad. $10 a month, actually. If you go monthly, $8 if you go annually.
Well, and the nice thing too is like we were able to set it all up, upload, you know, our first two episodes, and then go in and change, you know, kind of like when you upgrade your cell service or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't lose our identity. It didn't change our site. It didn't change the URL, it didn't change any of that. So that's always the nice thing too, is you can always go in and go, hey, we're hitting our peak bandwidth, we'd like to upgrade.
Right. Well, I already know if we were to go and use this, and it would actually save me a little bit of money, because they would, you know, they've got the full hosting and everything. And mm-hmm. and so I wouldn't be using Squarespace to do that. And I like the idea of having a blog. It's just the most regular thing that I end up using Squarespace for is for the podcast now.
Right.
And that's the only thing. And that's because, you know, this is something that I'm actually compelled to do. And so it keeps me engaged with it. But when I try and sit down and actually blog, you know, I'll do it for maybe a month lose interest and move on.
Right.
You know, and just pay for it the entire time. So actually, oh my gosh, I may actually go ahead and just do this because, you know, $10 a month.
Yeah,
it's 300 megabytes upload, and we can use our own domain, so I can, you know, I would still be able to say go to midnightmovienights.com, you know, shut down the Squarespace site. Sadly, I really do love Squarespace. It's actually quite easy to work with, but I just don't use it. Save myself $12 a month, which I can put to better uses, which just means I'm going to spend it somewhere else.
Like a movie to watch for each.
Oh, there we go. It's one more movie a month. Oh,
there you go. Yeah.
You chime in at just the right time.
I was listening to smart people talk.
On TV or?
Yeah, I know. Who were you listening to? You know, were you listening to Edumacation?
No, I was catching up on the Race to Current. The net it.
Oh. How far did you get?
Episode 100.
Who cares? Moving on.
Oh. No.
That's what you get for busting out the fuck you last week. That was great, though. I didn't know what to do with that one.
It served its purpose. You needed to get angry. You needed to get it in that zone.
No, it was beautiful. You actually got me a little flabbergasted for a moment.
You know, I was trying to find a YouTube clip or something from the movie Tootsie. I mean, if you've ever seen it.
God, I haven't watched that in
it's Dustin Hoffman
at
trying
least
to...
15 years. I need to watch that again.
You know, Terry Garr is trying to read for a role and she can't get angry. He's just pushing her and pushing her. And that's the one of the last lines he busts out with is, you know, F you. And she's like, how dare you? He said, now go read.
Awesome. You know what's not awesome, though?
What's not awesome?
People stopping on the freaking freeway to watch the Disneyland fireworks. Oh my god. Cruising along at speeds exceeding the legal limit of 65 miles per hour, which in the Los Angeles metro area means you better be going at least 80. Because everyone speeds here.
No joke.
If you're going 70, oh my gosh, the looks you get. Wow. But yeah, so, you know, we're cruising along, all of us speeding, and then it's like we hit a wall. The flashes in the sky start appearing and people slow down. And I swear at one point there was a wall of cars. I had nowhere to go. They were all going just about 50 miles per hour. It's like, guys, stop watching the freaking fireworks and drive your damn cars. What the hell?
Wow.
Anyway, that was my get angry moment for the week. I was getting concerned that I wasn't going to really have one.
I don't really have one this week.
For some reason, I like ranting. Yeah. If I could actually say ranting and enunciate.
Well, usually
what,
I have
what
one.
Is that, what is that exercise? Unique New York. Unique New York.
I'm going to have to remember that. Unique New York. Okay. Didn't work. Usually I have a rant, especially dealing with customers.
Yeah,
you know?
I know, right?
But this week, not so much.
All right.
The only rant maybe that I have is 60-year-old women should not wear the shirts. You know, what was that kind of shirt?
A halter top?
No. What is that kind of shirt where it's got like the slits in the back? I mean, it's got multiple slits. It looks like a Venetian blind in the back of it. Hulk Hogan used to wear these shirts. When he'd rip the shirts off, he'd rah, Hulkamania.
What, you know, they like have the ribbed tank top?
Yeah, in the back. You know, it's got the little rips in the back.
Oh, I said ribbed, but okay. Rip.
I'm not going to say anything to that. I could, but I'm not going to.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I mean...
Hi.
I'm cool with some people wearing, you know, what they want to wear. I mean, I'm cool, you know, whatever. People wear what they want to wear, but some people should just not wear certain clothes and... No.
I don't understand the juicy sweatpants.
I don't either. I mean, what is that? When did that come about? You're going to write something on your rump, on your clothes.
I don't know. I don't understand it either. I really don't.
You know, and especially people get mad when you start reading their rear end.
Well, it's why did you put there? Writing there? Yeah. If you don't want people to read it, don't wear clothes that have writing on it. The entire point of it being there is it's advertising for Juicy Couture, and they want people to read it and be like, oh, she has money. She buys Juicy.
Juicy Couture? I thought maybe there was, you know, some kind of issues that, you know, you needed to take some medicine for.
She's been eating Olestra.
Oh, jeez.
Nice. Oh. Can't believe you busted out with Olestra.
No, it's Olean. Bio Olestra.
Olean, yes. That's
back
right.
In the 90s with that. Nice.
Wow.
Okay, that was awesome.
Was awesome. I kind of want to play the song from the Lego movie. Everything is awesome. yet another candidate to be cut out.
What, the Olestra moment? You better not.
No, the me pretending to sing the Everything is Awesome song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that is not making it in.
I'm going to have to go hear it. Because I don't know what either one of you are talking about. I'm behind on everything.
Song. It's a great song. It gets annoying, but it's a great song.
They are playing that movie in the local theater. I don't know if
you
I can make it
go
tomorrow.
See it.
Well, I actually have a planned out day tomorrow.
One of you is about to be abducted. And no, I'm not doing a Taken. It sounded like a UFO was hovering.
I heard that.
You heard a UFO hovering?
It sounded like you were about to be taken, and I don't have a very specific set of skills.
Both of you are kind of like in a well-populated area, right?
Yeah.
Well, that leaves me in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly, and
that means my towel is in the car.
Heard the UFO
get my
sound?
Towel.
Your towel, nice. If both of us heard the UFO sound, and you didn't hear it, it was probably audio feedback coming from you. Which means you're about to be taken.
Damn it.
Brad, do you have a specific set of skills?
No.
Yeah, neither do I. Sorry. You're screwed. Hey, new co-host opening. No, irreplaceable. You know I'd never do that.
Hooray!
But don't cross me. It's half his anyway. Whoa,
right.
Just made it sound like we're married. Wow. Okay. This is a joint venture. Hey, we've actually made it past my previous attempt. We only got to number 4 last time. This is number 5. Time to celebrate. My co-host hasn't called me a controlling bitch yet.
Am I supposed to?
I think you are. That was episode 4 tradition.
Oh, well, I busted
behind.
Out the FU last week.
You did.
I thought that covered it.
You did. Thank you. Thank you.
What were your other podcasts?
I used to do this podcast called Sassy Geeks with a friend another friend I had met from the Twitch chat rooms, same place that I met that fracking cat.
Nice.
It turned out that we didn't live too far away from each other, so we both kind of wanted to get into podcasting, and she came up with a little bit of an idea that was really close to an idea that I was having, because the show that I really liked was coming to an end, and I kind of wanted to somehow like pick up the mantle and carry on, and the show was Gadgets, and it was a CNET podcast, and it was women who like gadgets, and so they were the Gadgets.
Very cool.
If I remember right, Jason Howell was also on that show. It was Molly Wood. Wait, was that Molly? Now I don't even remember. I think it was Molly. Pretty sure it was Molly. Had to have been Molly. I started listening to CNET because of Molly. There's that. No, I'm getting ahead of myself again. See? Squirrel. Anyway, I was telling the story about how the other podcast, so we met up, she had mentioned her idea, and I said, something along the lines of, oh my gosh, I was thinking of something very, very similar to that, and so we started a podcast, and we called it Sassy Geeks, and it was, we got a nice little following.
Nice.
We had an IRC chat, and we tried to do it live. what did we use? It was Ustream, I think. So apparently at some point I became a controlling bitch by episode 4 after I had already put in about $500. And everything, and so if I was being a controlling bitch, it's because I was the only one putting in money, but I don't know if I actually was, or if I was being reasonable. I don't know, it kind of just hit me out of left field, and the friendship deteriorated, and at this point, yes, there is some sensitivity that I was the one, I was basically paying for. I bought the new microphone. I bought a new chair that didn't squeak. I was shelling out money.
Right.
And the microphone that I bought wasn't cheap. At the time, it was $150.
Wow.
New chairs and everything so that they weren't squeaking. I was doing everything I could. The microphone would have picked that up, definitely. I wanted to get a shock mount for the microphone and everything. Like, I was actually investing in the show.
Wow.
And it was even to the point where she didn't drive, and so she would take the bus into town, or I would drive over, I would still drive over, to the other side of town, and this was Long Beach, which is not a small town, so literally driving to the other side of town would be like driving to the other side of a county and pretty much anywhere else.
Right.
Long Beach is big. So I would always be driving to pick her up, go back to my apartment, we would record the show and actually stream it out live and everything. And I did put a lot of money and effort into it. And so I don't know what I did or said or whatever to become a controlling bitch. But at this point, it's in the past. And it is what it is. Like I said, at the moment, or not at the moment, but in retrospect, there is a little bit of resentment that somehow this all landed on me, and it's all my fault, and I don't know how, but I felt like, you know, like I'm actively investing, you know, I'm doing all of this, and, you know, I'm always trying to be prepared, and you know, I'm picking out, you know, almost all of our stories, and like I really did feel like, yeah, I don't know. It felt like it fell to me to do it all just because. And then, so when I would make suggestions or anything, you know, to be called a controlling bitch, it's just kind of like, what happened? I don't, like, wait, what did I do? You know, I don't think I'll ever understand that, but,
I haven't felt like calling you that yet. I mean, I haven't. Maybe someday I will. You know, I'll keep that in my file. At some point, maybe I'll just say it just for the hell of it. Just because, yeah. I have it, you know, in my, you know, my deck of cards out. Oh, look at that.
I don't know. I don't, you know.
The Ace of Spades, the Joker card. Oh, I'll use this one.
Is this your first podcast?
Who, me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's the
first one.
He doesn't, or at least before a couple months ago, getting a full conversation out of him, at least vocally, was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, I don't speak, or I didn't.
It took me a while too. I was, but yeah. After, I don't know, I think it was after like our sixth episode, I started thinking of it more of we're just sitting down and talking, just without the microphones. You just start to ignore them.
Yeah, I think that's the stride that we're starting to get in.
It took me a long time to get into that mode when we started watching movies.
Yeah, when we started doing the movie nights, you know, I mean, that when we do the movie nights, there are very long pauses where neither of us actually speak. But when we do, you know, it's usually like we're making each other laugh or something. You know, like other times, we're just watching the movie. Yeah, so it's not like we were actually doing a lot of commentary, and it became clear how little we did when we first tried to start the podcast, because that was our original idea, was to, you know, kind of provide it our own commentary. See, I can speak. Wow, that's... I've said that how many times now? At least three, probably four.
Commentary.
Yeah, commentary track. That was our original idea.
Oh, nice.
And so...
But it's still kind of an idea. I still think we should do that for, like, for a terrible movie. I mentioned that...
Like Semi-Pro?
Maybe.
I don't know. I was just picking one of the movies that came in that pack that you were looking at.
Yeah, did you see the tweet earlier, Brad, from Miranda about the...
I didn't know.
What did you say? About the music or something? About how crappy the movies were in this pack.
Oh, yeah. Well, you were the one who said that. You had made the comment about you found it in a pack with other movies that you weren't sure of, and like you didn't want to get shitty movies, and so I was just like, oh, it's a shitty movie pack, you know. But Blades of Glory, which is our flick pick for tonight, yeah, that's the shining gem, and so I just was like, okay, I'll just adapt this for Twitter, you know.
I don't know what it was about this movie. Is it just the most sought after movie or whatever? But nobody had this movie.
I couldn't find it.
It was too late for me to, you know, to order it like on Amazon or anything. And I just finally had to find out.
I thought about just sending it to you the other day when I was deciding, because you had said, you know, that you wanted me to pick the movie this week, and I was like, okay, what am I in the mood for? And another call back to the Netheads Race to Current. There was a time when they were talking about Will Arnett and his glorious voice. I was like, you know, I really do want to, you know, I want to watch a Will Arnett movie. But he's done a few TV shows, you know, quite a few TV shows. Not too many movies that I know of. I started thinking, I was like, well, he was in Blades of Glory. Oh, it's got to be Blades of Glory. That's such a great movie.
Is that where that came from?
What?
Oh, picking of that movie?
Yeah.
I thought it had to do with, like, the Olympics going on.
Nope.
That's what I thought, wow. too.
Nope. It actually had to do with Netheads, because they were talking about Will Arnett. And I was just like, you know, I really enjoy that, you know, his new program, The Millers. I really do that. Speak. Mental reset. Sorry, I have these fits where my brain starts going light years faster than my mouth, and the words just get jumbled and they don't come out right. When I catch myself doing it, I have to do a little mental reset and like, okay, slow down, stop thinking about 50 billion things and just focus on what you're actually saying. Okay.
You need to update your speech app.
Oh, I know. It is so slow. But,
well, after almost that 3 or 4 days, I did see the movie in this four pack of movies, and I'm like, well, I don't like all these other movies. I've never seen them, but I don't think I'll like them. But what did, you know? I finally ended up getting this four pack of movies, and it's like, you know, it wasn't a bad price for DVDs, but still, I mean, I'm like, I'm never gonna watch these. It's like Semi-Pro. Have you seen that, Fred?
I have, yeah.
And then A Night at the Roxbury, and
his first.
What is the other one? A Zoolander.
Oh, that's right. He is in that.
Yes, he is.
Will Ferrell being in that movie. Can't turn left. Did you see me? Did you see me?
I've heard of that one, so I was like, well, okay, maybe. But you know, eventually we'll probably.
Out of those four, Blades of Glory is the only one I haven't seen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was searching all week for it. They sold out in every store that I went to. I couldn't find it anywhere.
I don't
know. So I'm going to have to listen to your commentary track.
We don't usually record while we're watching gotcha. The movies. Because we did try that once. Actually, we tried it more than once. But the first one that we really were like, all right, yeah, we're doing the podcast. You know, we're doing this. And I think we actually talked about this in the first episode. But, hey, why not? We'll rehash it.
Yeah, the second episode, the origin stories.
Oh, okay. Is that what it was?
Uh-huh.
Gotcha. Look at you.
Are you talking about...
When we watched Vulgar.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
just wow.
That was just wow. Brian Johnson, that was a hell of a story. it was not a good one for us to try and do the first ever, you know, Midnight Movie Nights podcast for, because...
It was so shocking.
We were just like the entire time we were trying to pick up our jaw.
Shana, what did we just watch? Did that just happen?
Wow. Okay. You know, when Malcolm made his little film Small Town Gay Bar, you know, that was pretty awesome. It's like, okay, you know, being in the orbit of Kevin Smith, you know, there's, you know, good things happen. And then you hand it over to Brian Johnson, you find out how freaking demented that guy can be. Wow.
Yeah, and I love Brian Johnson, but... Yeah.
And I mean that as a compliment, actually. It's... Brian Johnson's a very, very interesting guy.
It seems that way.
Just very, very vivid imagination.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I love the fact that they kind of do like a what if this, and they feed off of each other. Like when I listened to Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of the idea with How Not to Make a Movie, was we were going to try and do that and put together a story and then turn that into a film. And I just couldn't, we weren't clicking. We weren't on the same page. That's kind of where it fell apart. But we are starting our second season soon.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
I had a friend of mine tell me that if I put together a very good zombie film, which I've never attempted, that he'll fund it.
Oh, wow.
So we're going to be starting up on the podcast and going through all the steps and all of that. So it'll be a lot of fun. And then you guys can do a commentary track for it.
Okay. I'd be happy to do that. Hopefully, we'll actually, you know, make some commentary and not just be like, I don't know what to say. This is a really interesting movie. Don't get me wrong. Because that was pretty much vulgar, but it, a lot of it was like, what?
Well, I gotta say I like zombies better than I like clowns. And, you know, knowing that clowns are going to be involved in vulgar and my deep fear of clowns, that probably could have been part of it. But anything with zombies, I'll watch a zombie movie.
Nice.
I'll watch a zombie movie as well. And,
very cool.
And like I said, hopefully we will actually say something. there's just, yeah, it's been talked about before. There's something about the microphone being in your face, and just, you know, it takes you a while to get used to it and not come off sounding like a complete and total moron, because the second that I know that we're not recording and we go to watch the movie, the dynamic unfortunately does change a little bit. There's still, at least for me, there's still that little, like, I know I'm recording right now, and so I'm like the kid in the Sandlot, you know, who's about to catch the ball for the first time, you know, holding up the glove and, like, you know, closing the eyes and just like, don't be a goofus, don't be a goofus, don't be a goofus. I'm totally that kid. And so, yeah, the entire time that I'm doing it right now, this is the entire time, don't be a goofus, don't be a goofus, don't be a goofus. Okay, be a little bit of a goofus, because I've gotten some good reactions from that. Don't wear dangly earrings, because they're hitting your earbuds, and you're afraid that they might be making clicking sounds. Stop being so neurotic. You're actually vocalizing what you're thinking. Stop it.
Brad, chill out.
So, yeah, Blades of Glory, starring John Heder and Will Ferrell. It's, apparently I'm the only one who has seen it, but I can tell you that Jenna Fisher is in it. Hey, and we brought up The Office. She was Pam in The Office. She was one of the ones who had the world's tiniest Bluetooth headsets. And, you know, had mentioned Will Arnett and his wife, Amy Poehler.
All of these people are in that?
Yes. Oh, and there's more. There's Coach is in it. The guy from Weeds, and that really, really funny guy who says he's not gay, but we all kind of secretly we're like, come on, we want you to be gay. Just
Coach
gay.
From
please,
like
please.
Cheers?
Craig T. Nelson, Coach.
Oh, that Coach.
Coach.
Cool.
He's Coach. And that guy from Weeds, Romani Malco.
Okay. Another show I never watched.
And Nick Swardson is the guy who says he's not gay. You know, great stand-up comic.
Okay.
I just remember his bit about how people always assume that he's gay and da-da-da-da-da, but he's not. And it was like, come on, we all want you to be gay. Just be gay. Please, be gay. You'd be awesome.
He's gonna force
it's
gay
not that
upon
you're
him,
not
right?
Awesome now, it's just we want you to be gay, and people assume that you're gay for a reason, because we all want you to be gay, so just be gay, please.
Just be gay, damn it.
Yeah, because that's how it works. People get to dictate your sexuality. Oh, wait, now we're sounding like the other side. No!
It's starting to get political. Stop it.
I think that's Midnight Movie Nights for this week.
Okay.
Hey, we can, you know, I was just going to, like, I'm at Miranda Janelle.
I'm still at that freaking cat.
Yep. And tonight we actually get to say thank you in person. Yeah, because we always end with special thanks to Mr. Brad Raven and Judge Funky Boy. And tonight we've got Mr. Brad Raven, so special thanks.
Hey, my pleasure.
Especially for the high-res version that you sent me today. That's awesome. And I think I'm just going to switch over to Podbean and make everything nice and easy. So, again, special thanks to you and Judge Funky Boy. You for the art, Judge Funky Boy for the music. It's much appreciated.
Anytime.
And that's the show.
Midnight Movie Night.
Ow! Monkey fart!
I distract easily.
Okay, so we're ending now?
Yeah, I'm...
Blades of Glory. I think I liked it. And I'll probably watch it again. That's all I'm saying.
Alright. Cool.
Night.
I'll definitely cut that in there. You got anything else you want me to cut in?
Nah. I think just like a cold cut is fine.
I think I liked it. You're a butt. Watch, this is gonna be the part that I cut in.
Better not. It better just be that cold cut. I think I liked it. And boom.